Wanted to do a sugya, an interesting topic about psulei dirabanan working on the levels of deraisa. So it comes up in here number one in the Mishnah and the Masech and Daf Pei Hei. The Mishnah says ashochei v'nimtzeis trefa. Let's say you do a shechita. Turns out you check the animal. There's a trefa in the animal. Ashochei lavodas chachamim. Here you need a sheet. Shochei lavodas chachamim and you shecht tevodas zara. Ashochei lechul. There's two of them there. And other examples, the lach is, Rav Meir says, Chayv in kisvei adam, chacham say potim. Chacham say you're potter, since the animal is a shechita, it's a shechita shein ruya, since it's a trefa, whereas shechuta in chulun ba'azara, you're potter from kisvei adam. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens this way in Simon Chafches, that nim says trefa, potter milchasos. So if you shecht an animal and it turned out to be a trefa, there's a patur from kisvei adam, since it's a shechita shein ruya. So Prima Gadim there, he says, it's not only when it's a trefa that's a trefa midiraisa, but he writes in number three, afilu l'arambam de midirabanan aser, mikamakam haksiv b'sharash ha-rishon de chol midi dirabanan, have davar Torah milav delo taser. So he says that even a trefa midirabanan is going to be pasul, and therefore pater from kisvei adam. Even though it's a psul midirabanan, so now I shech the animal, and really midiraisa, this animal is a kosher animal, and I should be chayiv to do kisvei adam on a deraisa level. But since the chacham say it's pasul, it's a trefa, now I'm pater from the mitzvah of kisvei adam on a deraisa level. So you see, a psul derabanan could prevent the mitzvah deraisa. That's what comes out from this prima gadim. It's based on the understanding of how lo sasser works, that lo sasser is really, every derabanan is a mitzvah deraisa of lo sasser, and that's the understanding of the prima gadim. So I'm going to go through a number of different sources where we see that other areas where a psul midirabanan will affect and prevent a mitzvah deraisa. So the Rambam here in Hilchos Shechita, we were discussing whether chulin berazara is an issa deraisa or an issa midirabanan. That came up in this parak as well. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shechita, number 4, parak Yudalit, halacha Yud, Hashochet chulin berazara, he gives another all these examples, p'turin milachasos dam shchitasun. So that's the Mishnah. If you shech the chulin animal in the azara, since there's an iser to do so, you're pater from the mitzvah of kisvei adam. So what's the nature of kisvei adam? What's the status? Is it derabanan? Rather, is the chulin bazara a iser deraisa, or is it an iser mid derabanan? So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shechita Perek Beis. He has a number of examples here, but he says in one of them, pulling out number 5, v'chol ha-shochet chulin bazara, is one of the examples, makas osan makas mardis, meaning chulin be'azara is only an iser midirabanan. So putting everything together, the Rambam holds that even though chulin be'azara, shechitas chulin be'azara, is only an iser midirabanan, it still is going to be pater from the mitzvah deraisa of kisvei adam. Psul derabanan prevents a mitzvah deraisa. The Rambam reiterates this point in Hilchos Machalos Asuros number 6, that chulin bazara is aser only midivrehem ba'na. So that's the shita. The shita is that chulin bazara is derabanan, and even though it's midirabanan, you're pater from the mitzvah deraisa of kisvei adam. Now the Lecha Mishnah takes issue with this Rambam. The Lecha Mishnah says, how is it possible? In number 7, in Hilchos Shechita Perek Beis, he says, how is it possible? Ilav deraisa, eich poter kisei shehu min haTorah. If you're telling me chulin bazara is not deraisa, meaning it's only derabanan, if it's only midirabanan, how in the world is it possible to exempt kisei adam, which is deraisa? It can't be. You can't have a derabanan exempting a mitzvah deraisa. And you should have to do kisei adam, even though it's chulin bazara. So because of this, Lecha Mishnah is forced into saying that the Isser of Chulin Bazara, according to the Rambam, is not an Isser Midirabanan, but in fact it's a Halacha Lemoshe Misinai.
The Rambam says in Perek Beis, in source number 5, that it's Divrei Kabbalah. Right before the bowl, the Chol HaShochet Chulin Bazara, he says that it's Divrei Kabbalah.
He says, Chol HaChulin Asel HaChnisan Lazar, that's first of all. And then he separates between Shechita and Knisa. That's number 1. So there are a couple other rayas, but that's part of his understanding of Halacha Mishnah. He thinks it's only Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. But what's driving him is really because he cannot fathom that a psul derabanan is going to prevent a mitzvah deraisa. How is that possible? You have a mitzvah deraisa of doing kisei adam. You shecht a oaf, you shecht a chaya, there's a mitzvah to do kisei adam. Chachamim say, oh, that's trefa. Chachamim say, oh, that's chulin bazara. Oh, so you don't do the mitzvah anymore? You have the ability, oka davar min haTorah? So therefore, we have to change. But we're going to bring a number of rayas that we see all over Shas that psul derabanan has the ability to prevent a mitzvah deraisa. So that's a big machlokas Rambam Ramban, the nature of Lo Sasser. That derabanan are part of Lo Sasser, but how much of a deraisa does it really become? So I didn't want to discuss that point, but you take a look at this. Rav Chanan talks about this in Divrei Sofrim in Kovet Shirim. He talks about this machlokas Rambam Ramban, whether every derabanan becomes a cheftza deraisa, or just it's a lav, and it doesn't really turn into so much of a deraisa. You have to figure out how exactly it works. But within the Rambam's world, he takes their abundance very seriously. They turn into deraisas, so therefore it's able to undo a mitzvah deraisa. Okay. So let's see many places where the Rambam is not a chiddush. The Rambam's idea of a chulin bazar and treifim with their abundance is not such a chiddush. The Gemara in Shavuos tells us, this is based on a mission, Shavuos Daf Lamed Aleph. There's something called the Shua Sa'edus. What's Shua Sa'edus? So let's say a person takes a Shua and he swears that he doesn't know any Edus. And turns out he lied. So it's a pasuk in the Torah that he has to bring a carbon Shua Sa'edus. So the Mishnah tells us that who's the subject to this halach of Shua Sa'edus? Only those who are ru'uyin lahayid. Only someone who's able to testify. A woman, for example, women are pater from their pasul from testifying. They're not subject to the halacha of Shua Sa'edus. So the Mishnah wants to know, the Mishnah lists a number of different examples. So who wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah that this principle, that the Mishnah says, Ein no hegis ela bruin lahayid, who does that come to disqualify that wasn't already mentioned in the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, Lafuke mai, Amra Papa, this is number 8, Lafuke melech. Melech is not allowed to, give testimony. Look at the second parak of Sanhedrin for that. And if Acha Bar Yaakov Amar Lafuke Misachik Bakubya, who's a psul midirbanan. Misachik Bakubya, a person who gambles, it's not really possible midirais, it's only possible midirabanan. So the Rambam records this halacha. Number 9, he says, Hayu Edov, O Echad Mem Pasul, O Karov, Vafilu Mipsule Edos, Shel Divrayem, even if it's only possible that the Chacham says it's possible like Misachik Bakubya, or it's a melech, which we're not concerned with right now. The halacha is these people are pturin mishvuas ha'edus. So that means you have a guy who's a kosher individual. He just happens to have a gambling problem. So he says, I swear I don't know any edus. Midaraisa, we would accept such a person as an aid, and he should be chayv all the din mishvuas ha'edus. But since chachamim say that he's pasul because misach ha'bukubya, he's pater from the whole parsha of shvuas ha'edus. So this is a mefurish gemara, a mefurish Rambam, that a psul midarbanan can prevent a halacha midiraisa, which is consistent with what we saw chulin bazara, that even though it's only midirabanan, the Rambam says it's pater from the mitzvah of kisvei adam. Another example, number 10. Number 10, maybe a Mishnah you're more familiar with, Mishnah Sukkah daf lamed dalid amid beis. The Mishnah says, Esrog hagazul vayavesh pasul. You steal an esrog, if it's dry, it's no good. Shel Asheira, Shel Ir Nedachas, pasul. You have to burn those. Shel Arla, if it's from the first 3 years, it's also pasul. It has to be Ra'i Lachila. And Shel Chuma Timea, pasul. If it's Chuma Timea, so then it's possible because you're not allowed to eat it. Okay. So now, what's the status of a Chuma by an Esrog? There's a Machlokas Rishonim. Which foods are Chayiv in Chuma? Which types of foods that grow from the ground? The pasuk says, the gancha, tiroshcha, v'yitzarcha. What's the gancha? Five grains. Tiroshcha?
Leaves.
What?
Leaves.
No? Wine, grapes. V'yitzarcha is talking about olives and olive oil. V'deraisa, yirchayiv, and chumas and maisos, and the gancha, tiroshcha, v'yitzarcha. Those three things. All other peros are chayiv only midirabanan. So an esrog is one of the other peros. So when you take truma, on esrog, it's only a chiv midirabanan. It's only chuma midirabanan. Midiraisa, there's no chalos chuma on this esrog. It's only midirabanan do we say that there's chuma on this esrog. Midiraisa, this esrog is completely chulin. So if I take an esrog, it's chuma, I should be yotzei my mitzvah, because it's a really be'etzim on a deraisa level. It's a kasher, it's not a chuma at all. So says the Ritva, number 11, that the afal gav, the chumas esrog, shi chumos peros midirabanan ba'alma, even though it's only midirabanan, he goes on to explain, you still have to get rid of it, and psulai minatora. So there's another example where there's a psul midirabanan that becomes a psul deraisa. So this is a third example we have. Now, the truth is just for the Rambam to understand, this is not a proof for the Rambam. Rambam holds, does anyone know what the shita of the Rambam is by Trumos and Maisos? Which, what's Chayiv Midiraisa and Trumos and Maisos? Rambam holds all Peros are Chayiv in Trumos and Maisos. That's the Rambam's Chiddush. He goes against Rashi and most other Rishonim. That's what he writes in number 12 in Hilchos Trumos, that Kol Ochel Adam Hanishmar Shegudulav Minaret Chayiv B'Truma. So for the Rambam, Esrog Shel Chuma is actually a Chuma Midiraisa. It's a Psul Midiraisa. So it's not a right for the Rambam, but this is another example where a Psul, at least in the Ritva, a Psul Midirabanan will also be a Psul on a Midiraisa level, just like Chulin Bazar for the Rambam, and just like the Shuvos Eidos by Misachik Bikuvia. Another example we have, by the case of a Sota. The Gemara tells us, the Rambam says this, that the sota is the drinking of the mayim of the sota only checks the wife, the isha sota, if the husband was never involved in any bias asura. Okay, so the Rambam writes number 13, kol ish sheba bia asura miyamav acha shehigdil. If a man was involved in any bias asura when he got older, became an adult. Ein hamayim hamarim botkinasa ishta. It doesn't work. The guy is mizana, and so that water doesn't work for his wife, for the check to check her. Ve'afilu ba al rusasa bebeis chamav shasura midivrei sofrim ein hamayim botkinasa ishta. So not only if it's a real iser deraisa, such as let's say an eshes ish or any of the other rayos, but even if it's only an iser midirabanan, such as baal rusasa bebeis chamav, that too, even though it's an iser midirabanan, a psul midirabanan, will affect the din deraisa of the sota. Everyone with me? Everyone good? So these are now a few examples where a psul or an iser midirabanan will affect a din deraisa. There's another example. If a man is ma'anis, a guy forces a woman to be with him, so the din is he has to marry her. He has to marry the mitzvah deraisa to marry her. But let's say that woman is one of the arayos, and he's not allowed to marry her, so then he can't marry her. He's not allowed to, even though there's a mitzvah to marry the anusa, if there's an iser, they're one of the arayos, then he's not allowed to marry her. So when the Rambam writes his halacha, he says, afilu mechayev aseh, Vafilu shniyah, which is referring to the shniyos, the gemaras in Yavamos, even isurei dirabanan, even a woman who's aser to him on a dirabanan level is also bechlal the iser of marrying her. So even though deraisa, this guy was ma'anis a woman, and he's supposed to marry her, and the chacham say you can't marry each other, so they're able to say don't marry her. So that's another psul or iser dirabanan that uproots a mitzvah. Deraisa. Okay, so I think that's there are a number of other examples here. Happens to be there's a beautiful sefer here called Milei Dirabanan. I picked it up once, and whenever I come across any these types of sugis related to Dinei Dirabanan, he has everything here. It's a very nice sefer. Just you never know what you find there and what could be useful. So in the end of the day, that seems to be the shita of the Rambam. It seems to be the shita throughout Shas that whenever there's a psul Dirabanan, it is able to disqualify on the level of deraisa. So a few examples, just to remind ourselves before we go to the next piece, that is, we saw by Chulin Bazara, we saw by Trefa Midirabanan, we saw by the Shvuas Ha'edus, and we saw by Chuma of Esrog, and by Sota, and by the Isha Anusa. Now the problem becomes Hilchos Sukkah. If you look at number 14, the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Chav Gimel tells us that Ha'osa Sukasa Agave Behema. You build a sukkah on an animal, Rabbi Meir Machshir, Rabbi Yehuda Posa. Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to. Rabbi Meir says you are allowed to. So what's the machlokas? My time with Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say it's a pasul sukkah on the behema? Amar Kra, Chag Hasukos Tase L'Choshivas Yamim. You need to make a sukkah for 7 days. Sukkah Haruya L'Shiva has to be a sukkah that is fit to last for 7 days. That's Shema Sukkah. That's called a sukkah. But if it's a sukkah she'ena ruya l'shiva, it's a sukkah that can't last for 7 days, lo shema sukkah. So since you're not allowed to go on a behema or on Shabbos or on Yontif, that helps another discussion, but let's assume both Shabbos and Yontif, you can't go on the behema, it's not called a sukkah. Only a sukkah that could last for 7 days is a sukkah, since this could only be for 6 or 5 days, depending how it falls out, so then it's not a good sukkah. Rabbi Meir, what's he going to hold? Rabbi Meir holds, Honami midraisa michse chazia. This is on a deraisa level, you're allowed to ascend the animal. There's no way it's a deraisa to go on an animal on Shabbos. But Rabbanan hu de gazibu, it was only in the Chachamim that said you can't go on an animal. And since that is only a psul midrabanan, it's not going to passel up sukkah midraisa. So the Ritva points out that even Rabbi Yehuda holds that the idea to go on an animal is only a psul midrabanan. It's iser midrabanan to go on an animal on Shabbos or Yontif. That's a iser midrabanan. Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir is this very point here. Can a psul or an iser midrabanan pasul on a deraisa level? So Rabbi Meir holds that it can't, and therefore, since on a deraisa level the sukkah is actually kasher on a behema, it's kasher, even though practically I can't go on it, but midrabanan, we look at everything on deraisa levels, the Rabbanans cannot impact the mitzvah deraisa. Who says no? We look lemaisa, since the Chacham say it's pasul, so it's not ruya. And therefore, even though it's a pasul, a psul midrabanan, it becomes a psul deraisa as well, and you can't, it's not a good sukkah. So that's the machlokas. So how would you think we would paskin? With everything we've been saying up until now, it seems to be lishitaso, we would paskin that a person should not be able to go on the sukkah. Because it's a iser midrabanan to go on the behema on Shabbos and a yantif. So such a sukkah should be possible. That would be the consistency of the Rambam. But the Rambam paskins otherwise. The Rambam says in number 16, in Hilchos Sukkah Perek Dalet, that ha'os ha'sukkah sa'barosh ha'agala o'barosh ha'sfina k'sheira v'olun lo b'yantif. You could go on those things. You could go on a wagon. You could go on a boat. That's fine. B'rosh ha'ilan o'agabe ha'gamal k'sheira Vein olin la b'yamtif. It's a kosher sukkah, you just can't go on it on yamtif. So what changed? How come suddenly the Rambam changed everything? We brought 6-7 proofs in the Rambam, in the Gemara, that a psul midrabanan has an effect and it becomes a psul deraisa. When it comes to hilcha sukkah, we have an exception here. It says even though it's pasul midrabanan, it is kosher midrasa. So there are a few suggestions that are made. I'll go through at least one very simple suggestion. This is probably the simplest, but you have to plug it in all the different applications. The simplest explanation, he quotes here from some footnotes, the Maisa Choshev on the Shah HaMelech. It's in Perek Ches of Hilchos Lulav, Halacha Aleph. Now there's a difference between an Isser Cheftza versus an Isser Gavra. When there's an Isser Chefza, so all those applications, he doesn't go through all of them, but you have to plug everything back in. When we say that the Isser, the Psul, is Bechefza, so let's say, for example, the Esrog became a Psul in the Chefza of the Esrog, so then that's completely disqualified. Or if it became a Psul, let's say, what was the other examples we gave? The Trefa, Medir Banan, that's a Psul in the Chefza of the Behema. So whenever it's a psul in the behema, and the one thing, all the cases we gave were all psul in the chefza, so then we say it affects the level of the deraisa. But here by sukkah, the psul or the iser is only with respect to the gavra. There's no psul in the sukkah being on the behema. That's a kasha sukkah. But as a gavra, I have an iser, I'm not allowed to go on the behema. So there's a certain technicality. A psul b'chefza becomes an inherent psul and disqualifies the whole item, so then even on their isa level, they would acknowledge such a psul, such as the esog, such as the trefa. But when the psul is only on the individual, me, I can't do this, it's a gavra, that does not affect the status of the chefza, and we can still view that as a chefza kasher, and therefore it became the mitzvah deraisa.
But
Yes, very good. So that would seemingly be on the Gavra. So what you may have to say, now this answer is not going to answer every single question. So in light of that, there's another approach you might have to take. Another approach that they suggested in the Achronim, this is the Shaar Melech himself says this, that there's a difference whether the Isser Midirbanan is rooted in a Deraisa or if it's rooted in a Derban, they created it. If you look in the Tosos in Beitza, was it Gimel Beis, Dalman Beis, I forget which Tosos there, about Muktzah. He's mechabit between two different types of derabanans. Some derabanans that are rooted in deraisas are more serious, and some derabanans that are created by chachamim from thin air, if you will, are less serious. So it's so he tries to work in. He says, for example, when it comes to Chuma by Esrog, even though it's midirbanan, since it's an extension of Chuma deraisa, it's a stronger type of iser derabanan. So the Kesem Mishnah says so too when it comes to any of the arayos that have been extended from the Issa Deraisa, such as Baal Rusasa Bebeis Chamav. The Kesem Mishnah says that's also an extension of the Ushmartim Es Mishmarti. It's an extension of that and Bechlal the Deraisa. Now, Mishmartim Mishmarti could apply to any Dirabanim, but he's Mechalik, and now you have to work, and that doesn't work in every single case. But his Yesod of the Shaar Melech himself is a Isser Midirbanan that comes from an extension of an Isser Deraisa, that's when it's puzzle on a Deraisa level, but it's a type of Isser that's created on its own that does not disqualify on a Deraisa level. Again, look at Tosas and Beitza, Gimel and Beis, Dalar and Beis for such a chilik of different types of Dirabanans. Now, what I think of the simple pshat is, I don't want to get too involved because you have to learn the Gemara's in Sukkah more. It seems to me that whenever there's a psul derabanan, whether it was a root in the deraisa or not root in the deraisa, whether it's a chefs or a gavra, it seems that all those cases are disqualified. Derabanans have the ability to disqualify deraisas. Sukkah is the one exception. Sukkah is the one exception when the Rambam allows for it. There's one other Gemara I didn't quote here. I have just the Mar Malkum here, but it's not in front of you. There is one other Gemara that talks about this concept of Sukkah having to be 7 days. And the Gemara talks about in Daf Chav Zayin Mabez that Ein Yotzen Misukkah L'Sukkah Vein Osen Sukkah B'Chol Shemoit, that the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer is you have to be in the same exact Sukkah all 7 days. You can't go to your neighbors, you can't go to your family, it's the same Sukkah. And also you can't build a Sukkah, because if you build a Sukkah, even though you had a Sukkah for the first 3 days, it's not the same exact Sukkah. So it has to be the same Sukkah the whole time. Chachamim say, no, you go from sukkah to sukkah. There's nothing wrong with sukkah hopping. And he says you could build a sukkah on sukkahs as well. Go on one sukkah on the first 3 days and build another sukkah for the next 4 days. That's all fine. So what's the machlokas? Gemara says Rabbi Eliezer holds that concept that you have to make chaga sukkahs taselecha shivas yamim. Asay sukkah harui l'shiva. You have to build the sukkah for 7 days and live in that same sukkah for 7 days. And Rabbanan say, you don't have to. Meaning it's Masha from this, the Chachamim here in the Gemara, that they don't hold of this concept of a sukkah being there for 7 days. So we have three shittas in the end of the day. We have the Gemara we saw earlier by the Behema, that both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir said, you need a sukkah for 7 days. The question is, will Psul Derbanan disqualify that or not? Chachamim here now in Chav Zayin seem to argue and say you don't need a sukkah for 7 days. You could go to a different sukkah. You could build a sukkah during sukkahs. You don't need there's no concept of a sukkah ruy l'shivas yamim. And the Achronim point this out. The Prima Gadim is fast MSA. It sounds like the Chachamim go against Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. They don't require a sukkah for shivas yamim. So they have some answers. And they say no. Even Chachamim agree that you need a sukkah ruy l'shivas yamim. But the Gemara doesn't say that. And then neither does the Rambam. So perhaps you could say, very simply, the Rambam says that you don't need a sukkah for 7 days. Your sukkah could be 3 days, and Yontif comes, so it's on the Behema. You don't need, just because that sukkah is a pasul Yontif, I can't use it, it's not going to disqualify it on the other days of sukkahs, or the other days of Chol HaMoed. The Chacham simply holds, and Rambam holds, you don't need a sukkah for 7 days. On Yontif is pasul, because you can't go on it, but on a Tuesday Chol HaMoed, it's no problem because you don't need to have a sukkah that's a ruya for 7 days. And that, I think, keeps the Rambam Shita that every other place, a psul mederabanan does affect a psul deraisa, but here on a chol hamoed, there's no psul to speak of. You're allowed to go in a behema, and that would be the simple understanding. Now, it does go against the Prima Gadim as fas emes, but at least in their question, they do acknowledge that a simple understanding of the Gemara is that the Chachamim don't require a sukkah ruah l'shivas yamim, and the Rambam never records such a svara that I saw at least. So I think he rejects that whole fas emes and the Prima Gadim, in which case this would be the one area where psul mederabanan won't affect it, because l'maisa, you don't need a sukkah for shivas yamim. Okay.